July 13th. Well, I really hadn't planned on doing a call either yesterday, which I didn't do, or to this morning, because I'm still over here in Orlando at the Raymond James & Associates National Conference, where I gave a keynote speech the other day. But as stated earlier in my strategy comments at the beginning of the week, if past is prelude, folks, the stock market is going to do something in my absence. And in this week's case, it has left the S&P teetering at the lower end of my 1335 to 1345 support zone, and that pricing action has brought back the black humor about stockbrokers that we hear near the bottom of past market bottoms, at least over the past 2 years. This one hit my email yesterday morning. Dear Abby, I have two brothers and two sisters. One brother is in the stock brokerage business. The other was just sentenced to death for murder. My mother died from insanity when I was young. My two sisters are prostitutes, and my father sells narcotics to feed the family. Recently, I met a girl who was released from the reformatory where she served time for smothering her illegitimate child, and I want very much to marry her. My problem is this. If I marry this girl, should I tell her about my brother in the stock brokerage business? Obviously, that Dear Abby letter was a spoof that hit my mailbox, but it's typical of the black humor that tends to make the rounds at downside inflection points in the equity markets. Recall that last year's August 8th and August 9th emotional lows, we were treated to jokes like this. How do you distinguish between a stockbroker and a skunk being run over by a car? There are skid marks in front of the skunk. Now, hopefully, such jokes will mark a bottom right here. But I'm worried. Worried because yesterday's rebound from the 11 a.m. lows of around 1326 on the S&P into its 1340 intraday high around 3:30 p.m. was more about a reduction in selling pressure, folks, rather than an earnest pickup in buying pressure. Indeed, at 1230 yesterday, 1.5 hours after the throwback rally had commenced, selling pressure remained at 77% on the S&P, 75% on the NDX, but only 43% on the Russell 2000. Moreover, I regrettably did not get any intraday bottoming indications out of my models. Failing to hold the 1345 level would bring into view 1305 to 1310 is the next support level, and then the most important single point number, at least in my bag of tricks, namely 1290. Recall, I started recommending to recommit some of the cash raised back in February and March around the mid-May lows, but stopped recommending that strategy when the S&P broke below 1290. Indeed, to me, the 1290 is a very key level. So the S&P needs to gather itself together pretty quickly right here, or the equity markets will have lost their collective upside mojo, with the implication for the potential for a long and boring summer within a trading range market. And that leaves the call for today. I thought there was a really good chance that the S&P was going to make a decisive and sustained upside breakout above the 1360 to 1366 level and blast off back to the 1422 intraday high that we made back in early May. But unless something positive happens pretty quickly right here, the evidence will mount that the S&P, instead of going up and blasting off, is going to waffle for an extended period of time within a trading range environment. Today is pretty key.
There is no assurance any of the trends mentioned will continue in the future. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, and charges and expenses of mutual funds carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about this investment. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor and should be read carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risks that will affect their value, including political, regulatory, market, and economic risks. Investors may realize a profit or loss.